Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
FM. Good evening and welcome to 6-1. I'm David McCullough. The headlines. RTE wardrobe scandal. RTE spent €250,000 in 1 year on designer clothing for its stars. Public Accounts Committee are sniffing around.
Look, we just want answers on our desk tomorrow.
We're here live at the front door of RTE to put the questions to the stars. Here's Miriam O'Callaghan now coming in. Hi, Miriam.
Oh, hi, David.
Can I ask you who you're wearing?
Oh, this little thing? Oh.
Well, it looks very expensive. Dolce & Gabbana?
No, all my clothes come from Penny's, David.
But with respect, that blouse isn't Penny's, Miriam. It says SC. Obviously a very, very pricey designer label.
Well, no, David. Look. SC stands for Strumpet City. The RTE production in 1978. Mm. I found it lying around in the back of wardrobe the other day and I didn't want to burden the taxpayer.
Okay, what about the shoes? They look really expensive.
Anne Doyle gave these to me in 1994.
Okay, thanks, Miriam. So where is the money being spent? Patrick Keelty here. Patrick Keelty.
Hi, David. How are you?
Who are you wearing?
This is a Hugo Boss double-breasted number.
So this is what RTE are shelling out for?
Not really. I couldn't afford this on my €250,000 salary and neither could RTE. This was bought for me by Kat Dealey, my extremely loaded wife, as a Christmas present.
Fair enough. Doughy O'Shea.
Well, horse.
Can you tell me which tux you're wearing there, Valentino?
Jesus, no, horse. This is a black tie job. This is fully rented shorties.
Mm, what about the other tux in the bag? What about that? Is that designer?
Well, no, they're just another tux trousers. In size 38, though, because I expend after the Rose of Tralee. Few pints, you know yourself. Knock, knock, knock on the door.
Fair enough. Okay, the man at the receiving end of over €58,000 of RTE's cash is the legendary upmarket couturier Louis Copeland, who's with me now, dubbed Gucci Gucci Louis. Louis Copeland, can I ask you, who's wearing your clothes?
Well, I'd have to tell you.
Sorry, Louis, can you speak up?
I said I'd have to tell you, but the confidential, you see. It was
okay, can you give us one name?
Well, I can't actually divulge the actual name.
Sorry, can you speak?
I said I can't divulge the name.
We apologise for that. Our mics are apparently unable to pick up the discretion involved in Louis Copeland's voice. Meanwhile, Joe Duffy.
Good afternoon to you, David.
Who are you wearing?
David, great job on the investigative journalism that you are now doing. Who am I wearing? I am wearing, David, this yoke is falling apart. There's holes in the shoes and everything. This was made for me in Ballyfermot in 1983 by Maisie Bourke in Gourteen Avenue in Ballyfermot. Oh, it actually cost her money to make rather than me paying, or even it was the total that cost.
So where is the RTE money being spent, Joe Duffy?
Well, it's all been spent on the Ryan Tuberty suit.
Ryan Tuberty.
He was there. They were all in wardrobe. They're all in wardrobe. None of them's been used anymore. It's like bleeping Brown Thomas in there.
So why aren't those suits being used by other stars?
Well, not unless Operation Transformation comes back. Nobody's getting into one of Ryan Tuberty's suits the size of him.
Well, speak for yourself. I mean, look at that.
But you're a journalist, David. You're a journalist. You're not a star. You're not a star, like me or Matthew Morrissey. You're not a star.
Yeah.
You're not the talent.
Touché. Ray Darcy.
How are you? Well done, David.
Right, you're just in your usual bicycle gear, so I suppose there's no need to ask you what money was spent where, because there's probably no money was spent anywhere.
No, but there is.
Go on.
This is a Louis Vuitton high-vis jacket, so it is.
Really, yeah.
This helmet is Oscar de la Renta.
Nice.
And these groin-hugging shorts are Valentino. Well done.
Joke. Back to you.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today.